This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is Montreal County Ag Agent and Weed Officer Jim Hennessy. And Jim, drones in agriculture continue to increase. Let's talk crops and some new ways you're seeing the drone used here.
Well, the drones aren't anything new because the Chinese have used them for years on their small plot type crops over there. What we're seeing in our country is a lot of people used to fly on a lot of their herbicides, insecticides with planes. Then we went to ground rigs. And then we see agronomists go out there and they run the fields with four-wheelers. Now a lot of these agronomists, they'll take a drone out, fly the field, check for different weeds. They can also check as far as plant health, all that, and then come back and spray the spots that got weed pressure instead of just doing a recipe across the whole field. So that's gotten to be a real important part as far as the use of drones. Not too long ago, 4 or 5 years ago, there was maybe one or two drone people in the area, and now we see as high as many as 12 to 14.
All right, good stuff, Jim. Hey, more on drones when we come back.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Travel little, save a lot, MJ McGuire's in Rugby.
McGuire's is your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer in Rugby. Hi, this is Zach. Come in today and check out our great selection of new and used vehicles. Plenty to choose from. So give us a call or come in today and see me. McGuire's, great people, great prices, great products.
Travel little, save a lot, MJ McGuire's in Rugby.
Talking drones and agriculture today with Jim Hennessy. And Jim, we're also seeing this on the livestock side. Tell us more on that.
On the livestock side, we see a lot of guys spraying their pastures, and they'll have guys come in and they'll spray buckbrush out, or they spray leafy spurge out with a drone because it's more efficient. You don't wreck equipment. And basically, they can come in there, hover in, and see where they're at, and then come back and spray it with a drone that's set up for it. The other thing we see is guys are spraying the cattle as far as with fly insecticide to keep the flies off in the tough season. Or the other thing is just going out and checking cows with a drone. So there's all kinds of different things you can do with that drone.
Awesome. Thanks, Jim, for that. And that brings you up to date on some drone usage in agriculture. And that concludes this edition. If you missed one, check us on the website, agissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot, by MJ McGuire's in Rugby, and by Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen in South Minot.